Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. This is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. 188 days until the presidential election. Can you believe it's May? Can you believe it's May? The months are just falling off the calendar here. And we yet again have a loaded transmission for you today. We're monitoring. President Trump is supposed to be speaking. I just saw an update on that. So he just finished speaking. So we may go to some of that. Another big rally in Wisconsin for President Trump. They don't even really cover this stuff anymore. But it was another huge turnout. So we may get some audio from that. We will have some audio from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie, who had a press conference outside of the Capitol today talking about what a letdown Speaker Johnson has been. And then the big breaking video that we're going to be covering is going to be happening in the second or third hour. And James O'Keefe has done a lot of important work in his life. He claims that the video dropping today is going to be the most important thing, exposing the CIA. And we're going to have Alex Jones live reacting to that as well. So we've got all of that coming up, including a bunch of videos from the protests, which maybe it's just kind of punch drunk humor or gallows humor, but I'm watching these videos now and I'm just laughing because it's just so ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And in New York, they're having to have the policemen crawl up ladders to break out the people occupying the building. In UCLA, there's just fighting breaking out. I mean, it's just insane. Like, oh, wow, look at this. This is the same Jewish-Muslim conflict, the same Israel-Arab world conflict is now on U.S. campuses. Cool, man. Sweet. Isn't that so much fun? That's awesome. As we're getting invaded, as our country's collapsing, most corrupt president in history, economies. I mean, did you see your gas price lately? But hey, we got that holy war from the Middle East on our college campuses now. Isn't it fun? Aren't we having a great time? And in Texas, they come in. And in Florida, they come in and they shut it down immediately. And then in UCLA, they just let it go. They just let it go. And there's some, it's just so ridiculous at this point. And the protesters are saying, oh, we need human aid. We need humanitarian aid. We need gluten-free bread. Oh my gosh. So it's just, but it's the same leftists that don't know anything about anything. It's the same leftists that got out in the streets to protest Trump, didn't know a damn thing. It's the same leftists that got out to join Antifa or Black Lives Matter, whatever the flavor of the month is. And so now it's this. But I'll tell you, it's going to help Republicans politically. And even though many in this audience are sick of the coddling to the Israeli lobby, this is definitely going to help Republicans. It's obviously going to help Israel win over more influence from the West as well. So it's going to do the exact opposite of what these leftists want it to do. But meanwhile, Israel's bombing the Gaza Strip again. So you're not talking about that. And both parties are calling for their political opposition to be put on terror watch lists now. Both parties doing that. So we are just absolutely loaded on today's InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It kicks off after this. Well, I remain frustrated at the corruption in Congress, the fact that our government is for sale to the highest bidder, no matter the party. It is for sale. Congress is for sale. And I got news for you, American. You ain't the highest bidder. You're not even close. And so that's how you end up with all these trillions of dollars of debt. That's how you end up with these omnibus bills That's how you end up with all of these wars that you have to fund, the open borders, all of it. The climate change agenda, the forced vaccines, all of it. Because your Congress is for sale. Your government is for sale. Your president is for sale. To the highest bidder. And the highest bidder ain't you. You're not even on the map. Now, there are some good members of Congress. They seem to be almost exclusively within the Republican Party. They're too few and far between, but yet they are there. We'll hear from a couple of them. Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene doing a press conference outside the Capitol on what a letdown Speaker Johnson has been. Maybe we'll get some audio from the Trump rally in Wisconsin as well. But, you know, I've reached the point now with these protests where it's just laughable to me. And all sides of the spectrum seem to just be completely out of their minds covering this stuff. So I just want to avoid that at all costs. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, if you don't agree with side A, then you're a terrorist. I'm not going to sit here and curse out the audience because they're disagreeing with me in the chat or they're calling in and disagreeing with me on the phone lines. It seems to be a rare thing to be able to consume and report truth without bias. So I'm where I was from the beginning of this ordeal, but it's gone exactly how we predicted it. So you now have, and UCLA may be the best example, maybe New York City, where I guess New York City, they're facing off cops versus the protesters. And look, they occupy a college building. They try to lock themselves in. Yes, the police need to go remove them and arrest them. Absolutely. That's ridiculous. If you want to behave like that, then you're going to get a trespassing charge. You're behaving like an idiot. Now, there were people out on the streets of New York City that could actually speak eloquently and make points. And I was monitoring this last night. MSNBC and CNN, by the way, they're just talking about the Trump trial. It's just Trump coverage 24/7. They're not even dabbling. Maybe it gets a mention. And so, but Fox News is out on the streets and they're putting a mic in the faces of some of these protesters. And they're like, yeah, well, we don't like 40,000 Palestinians dead. We don't like them killing food aid workers. We don't like this, that, or the other thing. And I don't know if there was a producer in the host's ear every time they were saying something. They were like, cut them off, because they kept cutting them off and then going right back to the scene. And the next protester would basically say the same thing. And then they'd cut them off and they just repeated this like 15 times. But see, the conversations need to be had. Most of these protesters are dumb college liberals. They don't know what's going on. They fall for whatever the PSYOP protest flavor of the month is. It doesn't matter which one it is. They show up. You could ask them what they're doing there. They don't know. And so, yeah, it's easy for the right wing to come on and crap on these people. They're idiots. They're the same leftists that fall for all the propaganda. But what I'm seeing now is it's not just the left. Because we say, well, wait a second. The left-wing philosophy, the American liberal philosophy doesn't make any sense. There's no consistency. Well, yes, the consistency is that they just oppose whatever you support. That's the consistency. It's not a consistency of logic or reasoning or common sense. There's no actual foundational values. It's just whatever you support, the left wing opposes. That's their consistency. Well, you're starting to realize that there's now a faction of the right that is the exact same way. There's now a faction of the right wing that will just oppose whatever the left wing does. And that makes them just as controllable as the libtards. But I mean, so we're showing the footage. This is from UCLA. I mean, this is just ridiculous. It's dumb college kids that want a reason to fight or break something or film a viral video or maybe they feel like it, you know, it's like the land of the lost or something, or, oh, there's no police presence, so we can do whatever we want. It's funny, though, because I remember when I went to the University of Missouri, Columbia, Mizzou, there were a couple of times where some protests went on, and out of curiosity, me and my friends might go down to it. And I wasn't even really into politics at the time. But I was like, oh, I'm curious. I'll go check it out. And I just remember the same thing. I just remember being around these people and talking to some of them and just being like, you guys are just dumb. And so it just totally turned me off of politics. Same thing. Barack Obama came to Mizzou in 2008. Huge rally. Big rally. And I went, and I didn't really care much about politics. I didn't vote in 2008. I was just curious. And I went and I talked to some people and I was just like, dang, like these people are really impassioned about stuff. They have no idea what they're talking about. And it kind of just really turned me off politics. It's like I was never interested in politics. And then after experiencing that in 2008 at Mizzou, I was even more off politics. I was like, none of these people know what's going on. So I'm out. But I mean, how do you even explain this? You got one side waving the Israeli flag and pelting the other side. You've got the other side waving the Palestinian flag and holding up barricades and wooden boards and building forts. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? And so then you see this and you say, okay, well, where are the cops? So a group of protesters, and it just shows you it really is at a state-by-state basis. A group of protesters in Florida or Texas that's a small group stands on a patch of land, and the police move in and tear gas them and attack them and arrest them and hundreds of arrests, and you see the aftermath, and they shut it down. But then in California and New York, for the most part, they just let it happen. And then at UCLA, it just becomes fisticuffs. And I got to say, there was this funny moment, and it's in one of the videos I sent you guys. The best one, I think it's like fireworks at the beginning. I could dig through the tweets and show you, but maybe it'll just happen. I think it's at the end of that video, maybe. You have the Palestinian support camp, which is like made of these wooden boxes and pallets and cardboard and metal barricades, like this makeshift weird, you know, Palestinian encampment. And then on the other side, they have like the Jewish pro-Israel encampment. And it's like a whole stage with like professional lighting and professional sound, like a whole professional setup. I'm just like, this is just, it just is ridiculous. Yeah. See it. We might've just had it in the one screen, but it doesn't even matter. This stuff is so ludicrous. You almost can't even believe it. And so it's sad. Yeah, this is heartbreaking. This is sad. It went exactly how we expected it to. It went exactly how we predicted it would months ago. It would turn into the same conflicts from the Middle East now occupying our streets. It would then turn into protesters versus police. Yeah, there's your professional. You guys see that? Look at that. They got like a whole thing. They got a generator. They got a light stand. It's a whole infrastructure with a whole professional stage. And it even looks like they have the electronic LED screens. They had playing music. And that's the pro-Israel side. Very, very nice. Very nice. And then you go to the pro-Palestinian side, and it's like this cardboard and pallet jacks. I mean, so I'm past the point of heartbreak. I was at the point of heartbreak months ago when this started, and now it's just going exactly how we expected it to, and it's too bad. And there's no debate. There's no discourse. Nobody's talking even about the real issues anymore. I mean, again, there was like a moment where Fox News was just talking to the peaceful protesters. They weren't even protesters, really. They were just people out in the streets in New York City just observing it. And so I'm expecting that they were thinking they were just going to be talking to locals, and they just, you know, go along with whatever they wanted the narrative to be of, oh, we need the cops to get them out of here or whatever. But every person they talked to was like, yeah, we don't like what Israel's doing. Yeah, we don't like 40,000 dead Palestinians. Yeah, we don't like the children in Palestine dying. Yeah, we don't support this. It's a genocide. And so they kept having to go to these different people. But even if you disagree with that, the conversation needs to be had. This is what happens when you don't have conversations. But where are the cops? They're firing fireworks at each other. They're beating each other with metal poles and pallets and boxes and fighting. And I mean, they all have their faces covered on both sides. And so it's just like, how do we go from this heavy-handed response in Texas and Florida where college students are standing on a patch of grass and they get railroaded to then a situation like we see at UCLA where there's mob violence going on, explosive devices going off, and the cops aren't even there. So it's total clown world. And then watching these police officers in New York City climb up this ladder and then climb through this tiny little window at Columbia because the students barricaded themselves in and were occupying a building. It's just like, really? I mean, I'm not a police officer. Take whatever tactics you want. I guess the front door, they didn't want to bash it in. I don't know. But okay, that's just your cannon fodder. That's just your moron activity. And it's not going anywhere. And I do believe at this point it's gonna cascade all the way to August at the Democrat National Convention. Because Israel isn't going to stop. And the groups that are funding and organizing these protests, they're not going to stop. So I don't see how this stops. Now, here's the serious concern. Aside from dumb people putting on masks and fighting each other over foreign countries they couldn't find on a map, there's actually a serious issue that we might be facing imminently. There is likely to be a terror attack. We have a wide open southern border. Known terrorists have crossed it. And just because this whole thing seems to be so controlled from the bottom to the top, I would guess you'll have an Islamic jihadist attack and they'll blame Hamas. Israel will secure hundreds of billions of dollars. They'll secure and fortify the U.S. stance in support of Israel. And it'll be used to quell these protests and try to start more wars in the Middle East and cost the American taxpayer more money. Now, they're not going to get the support that they did after 9/11, so they'll probably have to conscript a bunch of illegal immigrants and then offer them citizenship to serve. And so that's what I think, unfortunately, is kind of the bottom line here. And it's likely that whatever group wants to pull something like that off, and it might be organic Islamic terror. It might actually be Islamic terrorists or Hamas or whoever crossing the border. Could be a false flag. Doesn't matter. The result will be the same. The result will be the same no matter what. And the FBI is already putting out memos, and the FBI is already making public statements, and they're saying it's the most dangerous time, most heightened terror threat in modern history. Avoid large gatherings, sporting events, what have you, just like they warned about in Russia. And then that terror attack happened, hundreds of people dead. So that's the serious issue that we face here now. And it's just all by design. Now here's the actual latest developments. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Rafah attack will happen regardless of deal. So the deal was that they wouldn't go into Rafah, and now Netanyahu is saying, well, we don't care about the deal, actually. We don't care about the ceasefire. We're going in. And nothing on the hostages, though. It's just kind of like this thing floating out there that whenever they need to go to it. Well, what about the hostages? Well, yeah, that's a great question. What about the hostages? What is being done for the hostages? Anything from Biden on the hostages? We have American hostages. Biden doesn't say a damn thing. But he has to appease the anti-Israel left. That's his problem. He needs their votes. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says only the United States can halt Israel's attacks on Rafah. But they didn't. Israel bombs Rafah. kills at least 5 children ahead of threatened invasion. You have the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen saying it's completely unacceptable what Israel's doing in Rafah. And then the UN, who's condemned Israel, saying they're committing a genocide, says, well, you're supposed to be providing human aid and humanitarian aid and food and everything. And now the UN chief is saying there's not enough aid. So Washington and the U.S. military are building this pier. And we should share some of these images so you can get an idea of how massive this structure is. It's truly massive structure. So they're building this giant pier now. This is from U.S. Central Command. Pier building begins. Construction of the floating J-Lots pier in the Mediterranean is underway. The pier will support U.S. aid and humanitarian partners to receive and deliver humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. And how long is it going to be till that doesn't get involved in the violent conflict? Lloyd Austin told Matt Gaetz yesterday during a congressional hearing that he says that it's inevitable that there will eventually be coming, there will be fire going back and forth from the pier and Gaza. But again, think about this clown world foreign policy that we have. By building this pier and saying that the humanitarian aid is necessary, it is basically admitting that Israel and their attack on Gaza is forcing people to such desperation that their only hope is humanitarian aid and a pier, a permanent pier off the coast to bring them food and water and potentially shelter because they have nothing else left. They have no resources. They have no dwellings. And so, why did that happen? Well, because Israel bombed them. So, okay, so the U.S. supports the bombing of Israel, the bombing of the Gaza Strip by Israel. They pay for it. They give Israel the green light, and then they say, oh, don't do that, wink, wink, and give them $20 billion. And then they say, oh, my gosh, it's so bad what Israel is doing. Here, aren't we great? We're building a pier now so that they can get the aid they need. And then the bombs dropping on Gaza have a nice American flag on them, and then the aid coming with the food and the water has a nice American flag on it. Hey, and you're paying for all of it. And then college campuses are encompassed by this and they're waving every flag but the U.S. flag. It was nice to see some of these groups, some of these fraternity bros going out there protecting the American flag. Some of them put the American flag back up, raised it, saluted it, sang the national anthem. So that's nice. That was good to see. But this is just clown world foreign policy. As we have a wide open border, as we're 35, 36, who knows? The number doesn't even matter. Tens of trillions of dollars in debt. And then, in case that wasn't clown world enough, in case that isn't ludicrous enough, White House considers welcoming some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza in as refugees. And then everybody's encouraging this, and Israel's encouraging this, and Washington, D.C. is encouraging this, and Europe is encouraging this, and Egypt is encouraging this. They say, oh, well, yeah, the U.S. should take in the refugees. Oh, that's great. That's great. So the U.S. government that the Palestinians hate because they fund Israel and support Israel's war, and they look at the United States as a Zionist country, might as well be Israel to them. And now you're going to bring them here, and you're going to bring their hatred here, and you're going to move them right next door to a Jewish family, and I'm sure that's going to go great. I'm sure this is going to go fantastic. So you pay for the war, you pay for the human aid, and then you pay for the refugees to come to your country with the hate and anger in their heart after the bomb with the American flag fell on their house and killed their family. And they live next to a Jewish family. It's going to be great. I mean, this is just It's going to be fantastic. I can't see how anything goes wrong. I can't see how this goes wrong at all. It's going to be just lollipops and unicorns and rainbows. Oh, and, you know, the fact that your southern border is also wide open for God knows who to come in and what proxy groups or terror cells to come in here. You know, throw that into the mix and you got a real, you're cooking now. Man, are you cooking now? So that's what I'm saying. That the reality of that is such a joke. The reality of that is so ludicrous that I just can't take any of it seriously anymore. This is idiocracy level. And if the average American can't see through all this and how we're being set up and played by both sides, and it's the same groups funding this, and it's the same college liberals out there putting on the scarf, the flavor of the month, it's just like, so it's happening. In other words, this is all going to happen, folks. This is exactly how it's going to happen because nobody seriously is trying to stop this. So you're going to have Palestinian refugees come here. You're going to have the war continue. You're probably going to have a terror attack. You're probably going to have mass riots. But hey, pick one side or the other or you're a terrorist, okay? Pick one side or the other or you're a phobe or a Semite. This is just absolutely crazy. You got to tread carefully, don't you? You got to tread carefully. You don't want any rabbi butt plugs coming your way. So this is all good. This doesn't prove anything. All those conspiracy theories, this doesn't prove any of it. Just because the only thing Congress agrees on is passing legislation to make anti-Semitism illegal, passing legislation to make any criticism of Israel or Jews illegal, it's the only thing they agree on. They can't even agree on basic border security. It means nothing. Okay? There's nothing significant about this. Nobody runs your country. You're in control. There's no foreign influence at all. And anybody who believes that's a conspiracy theorist and probably an anti-Semite. House-sized bipartisan vote on anti-Semitism plan. Now, the Democrats are divided on this, but it'll likely still pass. And we thought even all the Republicans would be behind this, but now that they've read the bill, folks, this is nuts. Okay? This is crazy. Who wrote this bill? Who wrote this bill? Marjorie Taylor Greene just put out some of the text from the bill. Here's what she says, and she shares the text. Anti-Semitism is wrong. Shouldn't be illegal. I'm adding that. So let me just read directly from the quote. Hey, I love Jews, but I hate double standards. All right, let me read directly from the quote. Anti-Semitism is wrong. But I will not be voting for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023, H.R. 6090. It's just getting ridiculous. I will not be voting for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, H.R. 69, today that could convict Christians of anti-Semitism for believing the gospel says that Jesus was handed over to Herod to be crucified by the Jews. Read the bill text and contemporary examples of anti-Semitism like number 9. They're basically going to say the crucifix is illegal, the gospel is illegal, the New Testament is illegal. Here's reading from the bill. Anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. May be expressed as hatred towards Jews, but it could just be criticism of Israel, commentary of Israel, disagreeing with Israel, being a Christian. All these things could be anti-Semitism. Rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed towards Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, towards Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. I'm sorry, but this is just insane. Look at this. Look at number 2 here.
making mendacious, demonizing, or stereotypical allegations about Jews as such, or the power of Jews as a collective, such as, especially but not exclusively, the myth about a world Jewish conspiracy, or of Jews controlling the media, the economy, the government, or other societal institutions.
I mean, folks, this is just ridiculous.
Hey, we don't run anything, but by the way, it's illegal to say we run anything, and we just passed the law to make it illegal to say we run anything, and we're going to make it illegal in the media to say we run anything, and we're going to ban your holy scripture that says we killed your prophet and your Messiah, but we don't run anything. Oh my gosh. I mean, folks, this is ridiculous. Look. Honestly, I don't even know how to properly cover this. Let me do my best. For years, we've had callers, audience members, critics. Alex Jones still takes heat. And they'll say, oh, shills for Israel, shill for the Jews, all this other crap. Israel has never been our big issue. I started really leaning into it and covering it after the stand down that we predicted that would be the case first on record. And then the aftermath of the protests and in the streets with the flags, and probably soon we'll be accurate about the terror attack too. So it's never even been an issue, okay? And we'll take criticism all day long. This is ridiculous. To say you can't say Jews control the world, and now Jews are going to write legislation and own your Congress and own your media and get laws passed that say that your scripture is illegal. So now Jews are going to prove they don't run your country by controlling your country. I mean, this is crazy. So whatever you think is the truth here, how is that not the response? Whatever you think is the case, whether you think it's Jews or Jesuits or the Vatican or what, white supremacists or Democrats or leftists or George Soros or globalists or the UN or the Chinese, there's one group you're not allowed to criticize, and there's one group now getting bills passed that say you're not allowed to criticize them and say, if you say Jews rule the world, that's an unfounded conspiracy theory and illegal to say. I mean, give me a break. So I can't tell what's going on here. Is this like, is this meant to create anti-Semitism? Is this meant to like distract from the real shadow powers and hands? Because this is just over the top. I mean, can you imagine if they pass a bill? You're not allowed to say white supremacists run the world. Or they pass a bill. You're not allowed to say black people are good at basketball. So here's number 9 that Marjorie Taylor Greene is highlighting. Using the symbols and images associated with classic anti-Semitism, examples like claims of Jews killing Jesus or blood libel to characterize Israel or Israelis. And you have this pushback from the Zionists. Jews didn't kill Jesus. It's all in the scripture. The Romans didn't want to kill him. Pilate didn't want to kill him. It was the Pharisees and it was the Jewish priests of Israel that handed Jesus over and said to crucify him. And you can go through it, and they're responding. They're saying, that isn't true. Well, even if it isn't true, let's say goblins, let's say minotaurs crucified Jesus. Let's say elves crucified Jesus. Let's say aliens from outer space landed and crucified Jesus. But you're not allowed to say it was Jews, though. I think moon men made of cheese came down from the moon and crucified Jesus. Perfectly fine. Hey, I think Jews, no evidence. Hey, I think Jews crucified Jesus. Nope, not allowed to say that, but it says it right here in scripture. Well, your scripture's banned now. Holding Jews collectively responsible for actions of the state of Israel. This is crazy. Denying the Holocaust is going to be illegal. Folks, you should be able to believe whatever you want. You can believe the earth is flat. You can believe it's round. You can believe it's a hologram. You can believe in space. You can believe it's fake. It's like, what?
So, but seriously, this is so over the top ridiculous that it's almost like it's meant to spur a response. This is so over the top, ludicrous, in your face that it's almost like it's meant to have a response. I don't know how else to respond to this. Are these Jewish lobbying groups or Israel lobbying groups or Israel itself? Are they just so desperate because they're losing the plot and they're losing the narrative? And so they're just going for broke? This is crazy. If this thing passes, they'll make the Bible illegal, folks. They'll make the New Testament illegal. Rabbi Shumley Bill 69, kosher dildo lube. Any criticism of Jews or Israel is illegal. But Jews don't run anything. And if you say so, you're a bigot. If you say anything on social media, you'll get censored. And if the social media platform allows it, we'll buy it. I mean, this is just... I got to tell you, though, I wouldn't even take this at face value, folks. This is so over the top ridiculous. There's not even nuance to it. I mean, it's one step away from banning the gospel, banning the New Testament. I don't even want to get into scripture. I don't even want to get into the Bible. To say you can't say Jews killed Jesus. I mean, you realize like this is like in a Muslim country, you can't draw the prophet Muhammad or you can't mock the prophet Muhammad. So that's a Muslim country. You don't mock the Muslim prophet. So, but this is supposed to be a Christian country, but now we have legislation saying you can't talk about the gospel, you can't talk about the New Testament, and you're not allowed to conspiracy theorize about Israel or any Jews. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. It's like this is so over the top and in your face. It's like it's trying to draw a reaction. It's just crazy. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So this whole thing has reached clown world proportions. And we knew it would. We knew it would. Right out of the gates after October 7th, we knew that this would reach clown world proportions. So who knows? Now, I mean, if you're a Jewish person out there, you need to have your head on a swivel. I mean, they're going to, if you go to synagogue, they're going to try to do, I'm telling you, synagogues are now going to be major targets. Any Jewish places are going to be major targets, and then it's going to be used. I mean, don't even put it past Mossad to run one of these operations, and then or the CIA, and then it's going to be used to pass this legislation and say, see, it's too dangerous, and it'll be somebody who comes across the southern border, and they'll let them in. It'll be a proxy group. It'll be some CIA, Mossad, whatever, or who knows? It could be an organic, radical Islamic terrorist. It's just, you know, you kick a hive of bees and you don't have them in a cage or whatever, then they're going to sting you. I mean, we have a wide open southern border. So this is just all building to, I think, the big event, folks. That's what I see happening. So they'll bicker over this bill that's totally ludicrous. And then you'll have these protests in the streets getting more out of control all summer, probably cascade into the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. And then it'll probably be terror season. And then they'll say, see, it's all because of anti-Semitism. And see, the radical Islamic jihadist in Hamas, they're your real enemies. So let's just not fall for the ridiculousness of this bill for what it offers at face value. This is all part of some larger agenda. There is no doubt about it. I mean, my guess is the average Jewish American that loves America is probably thinking this is the most ridiculous thing they've ever seen. See, and that's the problem here. Is that you have these power-hungry Zionists, just like the same people that had Jesus crucified, that don't like threats to their power, Ooh, am I allowed to say that? I guess this bill hasn't passed yet. And they don't represent the Jewish people. They don't represent the people of Israel. Netanyahu gets protested every day. But they don't run your media, and they don't run your government, and they don't run DC. So just forget about that. And we need to pass this bill so that it's illegal for you to insinuate. All right. So, hey, guys, when was that published? The headline is reading that this bill has passed, but Marjorie Taylor Greene said she didn't vote for it, so I don't know how it could have passed, or maybe she's explaining why she didn't vote for it. It might be challenged in the Senate, but I doubt it. Yeah, let's just make the New Testament illegal, and I mean, we should just ban Jesus, and you know what? I wear a crucifix around my neck. You should just ban that too, and just donate it to AIPAC. Okay? But see, that's what I'm saying is that these leftists are being used for an agenda again. So they go out and wave a Palestinian flag and engage in anti-Semitism. And then, oh, look, see, now they've got the perfect excuse to write this bill banning anti-Semitism. Like, don't you see how you've been played? But again, they don't even know what's going on. 80% of these people have no clue what's going on. They don't know where Israel is on a map. They don't know where Gaza is on a map. They probably barely even know how to wipe their own ass. They probably don't even know how to cook. They probably couldn't even feed themselves. I mean, they're out there saying, we need humanitarian aid. They can't even figure out how to put pizza in a milk crate to like they're in a treehouse. So this is all a clown game. And once again, the ignorant leftists fall for the flavor of the month and then get used for some agenda. Every freaking time, man. Every freaking time. And now both parties want to put their opposition on terror watch lists. The Democrats already do it with January 6th, so they're already doing that. And now here's Senator Marshall Blackburn. Any student who has promoted terrorism or engaged in terroristic acts on behalf of Hamas, oh yes, holding a cardboard sign is a terroristic act. How do you think Marshall Blackburn gets any money from AIPAC? Guys, look that up for me. Any student who has promoted terrorism or engaged in terroristic acts on behalf of Hamas should be immediately added to the terror watch list and placed on the TSA no-fly list. So now Democrats and Republicans want to put their political opposition on terror watch lists. So that's what I'm saying. It's like to call a dumbass college liberal that falls for the local protest of the month Hamas or a jihadist or a terrorist is so low IQ and disingenuous that it's insane. But this is the controllable right that unfortunately I'm seeing in places I didn't expect it, but maybe I should have. This is the controllable right. And even Matt Walsh put up a tweet last night about this. I forget the tweet, but the context was basically saying it's more important to be committed to opposing the left than actual being consistent on principles or values. Well, I completely disagree with that. I think it's more important to be consistent on principles and values than it is to simply oppose the left, because if you are just committed to opposing the left, then you can be controlled, just like this. What are we looking at here, guys? Okay, so AIPAC is getting some nice heaps of cash from AIPAC. So it's our top contributor? How loving. Wow, how did I know that? How did I predict that? Oh, I don't know. That tweet didn't give it away. So again, This is what I'm saying is so nuts. You could have real terrorists coming across the southern border, and Marsha Blackburn doesn't say a damn thing. But a college student goes out with a cardboard sign. She says, it's Hamas. It's a terrorist. No, it's a dumb college liberal. It's all clown world. It's just all ridiculous. But again, I have no problem
consuming and reporting truth without bias. And I'm not going to be controlled by just opposing the left on everything. And so now you're seeing the portion of the right wing that gets controlled by saying, oh, we just have to oppose the left with anything. And now you're seeing it. How dangerous is that? The damn Democrat Party is a terrorist party. When it's Black Lives Matter, when it's Antifa, oh, but now you want to say they should be a terror watch list. They fund the Weather Underground. They fund Black Lives Matter. They bail them out of jail. They put in prosecutors and judges that put violent criminals back on the streets. And Republicans don't do a damn thing. And now they want to say a college liberal is a terrorist and Hamas because they wave a flag and have a cardboard sign. So that's fine. I'm not going to be a portion of the controlled right that just opposes the left with everything. You know, maybe a liberal is right about something. This is just insane. I've got more of this, but we got big breaking news coming up on with a video from James O'Keefe. Oh, my gosh. Just, you know what? You should get your kiddie porn books out and throw your Bibles away because the liberals are here. All right, let me explain this. Why it's so frustrating. And then sometimes during a break, when I'm up against a break, I'll have to just mush mouth it and I won't clearly say what I mean in context. The American left has men dressed as women, some of them convicted pedophiles, showing up to gyrate and strip and do sex shows for your kids at libraries and schools. The American left puts books in children's libraries and in the youth curriculum in the education system that depicts sexual acts and sex toys and all kinds of lewd and crude sexual activities and references. And they give this to your children to read. And the Republicans, for the most part, let it happen. As a legislative body, as a political body, the Republicans pretty much let it happen. Very rarely do you get any political action against that. Very rarely. You could look at DeSantis. It's about it, really. Most of the other Republicans, it goes down and it happens. And they don't do a damn thing about it. Very rarely do you actually get action from the Republican Party. It comes from parents going to city council meetings and taking over school boards. And it's all local action. And the Republican Party does nothing. I mean, I don't know if anything can be a perfect 100 as far as like guaranteed that's the right thing to do. So that's a 99.9% guaranteed the right thing to do, if not 100, is not have sexual pervert men dress as women in lingerie dancing for kids and not have sexually explicit materials in the classrooms for children. That's a 99.9% guaranteed that's a win. And Republicans won't even commit to that. But they'll say, oh, a college liberal with a Palestine flag is a terrorist and a Hamas agent. So that's what I'm saying. They'll now write legislation that says the Bible is illegal, but then they'll show your kid a porno book in the classroom. So throw away your Bibles and get ready for drag queen sexy time. And the Republicans are fine with it. So that's what I'm saying. Closing the border. It's like a 98.5 guaranteed win. Like 98.5, like, yeah, okay, common sense, you close the border. They won't even do that. They won't even do that. But, oh, they'll vote for legislation that says you can't criticize Jews or Israel. You can't even quote the Bible. In what is supposed to be a Christian nation, the founding fathers were Christians. So it's just all completely insane. But yeah, these Hamas terrorists waving the Palestinian flag, and it's the same college liberals.
But, you know, it's the same as Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all these other groups. It's just the flavor of the month now is the Palestine protest. But they want humanitarian aid as they lock themselves into buildings. And Bill Melogen got a hold of their lists. They need headlamps and airsoft goggles and gas masks and reparators and skateboard helmets and shields and woods for barriers and knee pads and ponchos and canopies and utility gloves and EpiPens and inhalers and and gluten-free food and vegan food. And they need ropes and zip ties. My God, this sounds like an insurrection. And they put this list out like people are supposed to give them humanitarian aid. I mean, this is clown stuff.
Hey, stop everything. The college liberal Hamas agents need their inhalers and safety goggles and gluten-free bread.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. It's just so ridiculous, man. It's all so clown worldish.
So, it's fine. It's fine. We'll probably just have to sit here and watch it all play out exactly as we predicted, and that's fine. That's fine. And they'll try to shut us down and censor us, and so it's exactly what goes on. That's how it goes. So, maybe it's a little bit of gallows humor here, but that's funnier than a damn circus right there. I mean, that's funnier than 38 clowns pouring out of a Volkswagen Bug, you know, with 10 different horns on it and, you know, big noses and shoes. I mean, this is circus clown world stuff, hilarious, that we're dealing with. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you like what we do here at InfoWars. We really appreciate your continued support over the years to keep us on the air. We will remain in the fight as long as you continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great products, some of which I would say you definitely need. You might not think you need supplements, but I think for your health and your longevity, you definitely need supplements. That's why I use supplements. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, stuff like Nitric Boost, this is a no-brainer for cardiovascular health, for blood health. It's just a no-brainer. You want to talk about blood flow? It's all about blood flow. It's all about vasodilation. It's all about making sure all the nutrients and all of the vitamins and all of the minerals can get throughout your entire body. That's why bodybuilders have those veins in their arms, because they take nitrates for vasodilation, so all the proteins and creatine and everything else they're taking can get throughout the body for a healthy blood flow. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, 40% off. Everybody should be doing something for their cardiovascular health. I suggest Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you might think, well, I don't need supplements. I don't need to worry about my health. I don't need to worry about my cardiovascular health, my blood health. I don't need that. You don't need that. Okay, well, fine. Maybe you think you don't need that. Well, what about a water filter? You're not filtering your water? How could you say you don't need a water filter? You want to drink tap water? You know about all the chemicals in the tap water? You might want to look it up. It's not good. We sell water filters right now, and it just so happens they're 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the water filters, gravity-fed, highest quality filters. I have two in my house. I don't drink any water without them. I don't even cook water without them. I even have one in my bathroom that I use. I won't even swish after I brush my teeth without it. So that's how obsessed I am with these water filters. 10% off the Alexa Pro Pure Water System right now at InfoWarsStore.com. To me, that's a necessity. That's a household necessity. You want to give your guests, when they come over, tap water. You want your family drinking tap water. You want to spend all that money getting bottles and bottles and bottles of water with the microplastics? No. Get the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System right now. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, that's part of our larger emergency preparedness special. 10% off all storable foods as well. 1 year supply, 6 month supply, 3 month supply, or 1 month supply. So the storable foods, 10% off as well. That's part of our emergency supply sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. A bit of an update. O'Keefe says the video is coming out within the hour. I guess they're just waiting to get it uploaded or whatever the case is. Sometimes I can take some time So we're monitoring that. I'll tell you what. Let me pile drive through the rest of these headlines, and then let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massley briefly in this segment as we wait for the new O'Keefe drop. He says it's the biggest thing in his career, a CIA expose. New York City officials, including the mayor, allege outside agitators co-opting Columbia University protests. Oh, you don't say. Yeah, just like every other protest that the left falls for. It's the same story. Agitators, out-of-state agitators, funded agitators, government agitators, NGO agitators, Soros-funded agitators. Same damn thing. But now they're saying it because it looks bad on them. And they know this is horrible for them in the election season. Wife of convicted terrorist Sami Alarayan was hanging out at Columbia encampment before a dramatic raid. The wife of an ex-college professor convicted of terrorism-related charges was spotted hanging out at Columbia University's encampment prior to the NYPD raid. So there you go. Sami Alarayan, who pled guilty in 2005 to fundraising and other support for the terrorist group Palestinian Islamic Jihad, had earlier boasted on social media that his wife, Nala, was among those who joined anti-Israel protests at the Ivy League campus last week. Great, great. And who's coming across our southern border? We don't know. They did catch at least 100, I think it was. The number was at least 100 convicted terrorists. UCLA campus protests. Classes canceled after night of violence. And the cops just let them... I'm almost okay with it. Just let them fight it out. Just let these dummies fight it out. Maybe they'll wear themselves out. But, I mean, it's just crazy. It's just out there firing fireworks. They're building camps. It's really immature stuff. Like, don't you have something better to do? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I remember just dipping my foot in the water when I was in college because there were a couple protests that happened. There was an Obama rally. And I went, and I was like, all these people are idiots. And I can think of 100 better things I could do. So, but the cops let that one go on. In Texas, they shut you down if you hold a sign on a patch of land. Same thing in Florida, they'll tear gas you. But there you just had a full-blown fight happening for hours with explosives and fireworks and encampments. And it was just ridiculous. 79 arrested on UT campus during protests. Sheriff's office says, and now they're upping the charges so that they can't get out of jail. Now, I got to hand it to this one guy because it seems that one student has really stood out as the smartest that I've seen. And it's the same guy who basically stood in front of the UCLA team that was blocking the entrance to his classroom. And he was also interviewed last night. I think it was maybe Jesse Waters. Can't remember who. This is how it's done. So this is the smartest guy out there. He doesn't seem to have any competition, and this is how it's done. Have a conversation, have a discussion, have a debate, and then when you realize what your enemy is up to, you just show the world by standing there with your arms open and saying, look, they're blocking me from going to class. I just want to go to class. Look at what they're doing. So this kid wins the day. This kid wins the day at UCLA, and so here he is doing it again, clip 10.
You and I... We all know the reason why you have masks. It's because you don't want us to identify you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Who else is doing that?
So
you believe in. I respect you. I do. But if you do that, at least show your face. Stand with what you believe in. I appreciate that. Stand with what you believe in. You're not in masks. You just need to stand for what you believe in. We want you to see who we are. Because we're doing this. Concealing your face is pointless.
So that's how it's done. Now, look, I've already been through this. I know they don't want to talk. I know they can't talk. I know they don't know what they're doing out there. But that's what you have to do. You have to expose them. You have to show the world what they really are, what they really stand for. And he's done it. So good for him. First, he does it by saying, look, they won't go let me go to class. Then he does it by trying to have a debate, and they just stand there with their faces covered. So that kid wins the day. Notice he doesn't need to build an encampment. He doesn't need to block anybody. He doesn't need to blow anything up. It's really just sad. I mean, how dumb are college kids these days?
What? I mean, seriously, like, not even. I mean, what would it be? 30, 40, 50 years ago, when you'd have a massive issue like this taking on college campuses, you'd find educated people from both sides, old, young students, alumni, professors from both sides, philosophers, and they'd put on a suit and tie or, you know, a dress, whatever, and they'd get up and they'd have a debate and they'd have a discussion and people could learn and grow. And then at the end of it, shake hands and say, we might disagree, but damn it, we're both humans, red blood sharing this earth. Not anymore. Nope. Haven't seen that at all. And now they won't even have presidential debates. Now, do you agree with Glenn Greenwald here? And I think it's more nuanced than this, but it seems to be one extreme or the other. Commenting on the police response in Texas and Florida and then New York, Glenn Greenwald says, if this were in Russia or Iran, a police force of this size deployed against students protesting to the state's war policies, it'd be universally denounced as evil tyranny. The problem for the protesters is they chose the one issue that could provoke police force of this kind. I don't know why there isn't just a common sense approach to this. It's really strange. And it's either the one extreme or the other, where in UCLA they just let them go, or a lot of the time in New York they just let them go, and then they have to have a heavy-handed response. But then at UT or Florida, they just come shut it down immediately. If you commit a crime, you get arrested. That's simple. You occupy a building after hours, you get arrested. That's trespassing. You block someone from going to class. That's a crime. You break something. It's like, duh, you attack a police officer. You assault someone. That's a crime. You get arrested. You stand with a sign. You stand with a flag. Not a crime. Shouldn't be arrested. It's really, you could say, well, it's not that easy. Well, I mean, the policy is that easy. The enforcement might not be. All right. By the way, they know this is so bad for the Democrats that Slate magazine writes this story. Are Arabs in Michigan really prepared to hand the presidency back to Donald Trump? In a word, yes. And they do this whole thing about how Trump insults Muslims. It's this whole story about how Trump insults Muslims. There's a storm brewing in Michigan. And they know that if the Democrats lose the Muslim vote in Michigan or in Minnesota, that it's game over for the Democrats. It's game over. So they write this whole story demonizing Trump, saying, look, Trump hates you if you're a Muslim, because they know they're losing the vote. Why? Well, because Muslims don't really like what the Biden policy is doing with their foreign policy right now. So they're desperate. All right. I want to go here to some of Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie speaking in front of the Capitol. We'll try to hear from both of them. It was a 45-minute press conference. It's got less than 100,000 views. Guys, just fast forward about 9:50 in for me. Go to about 9:50 in, if you will. We'll pick it up in the middle. Yeah, that's fine right there. Just go ahead. Let's pick this up. Let's hear from a little bit of both of them here. Currently loading. Oh, X doesn't want you to play this guy.
The 70% of them, what this is. The Uniparty is $61 billion to Ukraine. Funded a war in Israel while he funded Hamas in Gaza. How do you support Israel when you're funding Hamas? And gave more money away while our border stays open. And today, 300 Americans will die from fentanyl. Tomorrow, 300 Americans will die from fentanyl. And the next day, 300 more Americans will die from fentanyl poisoning, because there's a war on America led by the cartels in Mexico. And nobody in Washington, D.C. gives a damn and has enough courage to face it. And Americans are sick of it. Sick and tired and fed up.
And you know why it's only Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie? Where's the rest of the Republican Party?
Washington, D.C. Oh, no. That would be uncomfortable, Marjorie. We don't want to face the issues, Marjorie. Let's just wait and get through the election, Marjorie. Let's just assume President Trump is going to win, and we'll fix it next Congress, Marjorie. Well, I'm sorry. How many more Americans have to die? How many more dead American bodies have to pile up before the House of Representatives, that's paid for by Americans' tax dollars, actually does something about it? I want to know when this town is going to give a damn about Americans. And that's what this is really about. Well, there's one thing I know. There's one thing I know. If we get President Trump back in the White House in January of 2025, and we are lucky enough to earn the trust again from voters in America to have a Republican majority in this House of Representatives, that we have a job to do. We cannot let people down again. We cannot fail President Trump. And this cannot happen. The MAGA agenda that I believe in, the Make America Great Again agenda that I support and Americans support, and the whole reason why Republicans are going to turn out and vote in November because they support President Trump. We need leaders in the House of Representatives that are going to get this done. Not working for Hakeem Jeffries, not working for Joe Biden, and not going to be twisted and lulled into keep continuing the disgusting practices of Washington, D.C. Mike Johnson is not capable of that job. He has proven it over and over again. Now we have Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats coming out, embracing Mike Johnson with a warm hug and a big, wet, sloppy kiss. And they are ready to, they have endorsed him. They are ready to support him as speaker. They want to keep it going, keep the band together. Why? Because Mike Johnson is giving them everything they want. Everything they want. Every single thing they want. So it's really interesting to me. Hakeem Jeffries, that has gone through round after round of speaker votes, and we've all witnessed it, haven't we, America? And I want to tell you, I think it's good that America witnessed all of that. And the Democrats said his name over and over again. They said Hakeem Jeffries because they wanted to elect him speaker. Well, I find it very satisfying that they are ready to vote for Mike Johnson. And you want to know something? I want to see it happen. And I also want to see recorded votes. I think the American people, by the way, who I represent, I think the American people need to see a recorded vote of does members of Congress support the uniparty? Is this what they support? I think every member of Congress needs to take that vote and let the chips fall where they may. And so next week, I am going to be calling this motion to vacate. Absolutely calling it. I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker and have to go home to their primaries and have to run for Congress again, having supported a Republican speaker, a Christian conservative. I think that'll play well. I'm excited about it. And I also can't wait to see my Republican conference show their cards and show who we are, because voters deserve it. Is the Republican Party, have they finally learned their lesson? Have they finally heard the message from voters back at home? Are they willing to actually fight? Or are they going to just keep going along to get along? Because it's really easy to do that in Washington, D.C. I'm going to tell you, at over $34 trillion in debt, with millions and millions of people invading our country, an economy that I don't even know how is staying afloat, because every business owner I know has been suffering, and people fed up with the drama on television and fed up with the fighting and fed up with the bullshit from Washington, D.C., are ready for a Republican majority that's ready to support President Trump and his agenda in January of 2025. And I'm happy to deliver that vote.
Let's hear a bit from Thomas Massie here. It's sad that it's only Representatives Green and Massie having this, but it is what it is. Yeah, go, that's good, guys. Go ahead.
This time
into the country. Well, the first betrayal was the omnibus bill. You know, under Kevin McCarthy, we did 7 separate spending bills. And then when Mike Johnson took over, did we start working on the other 5? No. We threw the 7 in the trash. All the hard work that we had done, Mike Johnson disposed of and decided to do an omnibus bill. An omnibus bill that spends more than Nancy Pelosi's omnibus bill. An omnibus bill that builds the FBI a brand new building. Meanwhile, we're over here in our judiciary committee asking them for answers. They mock us. They thumb their noses at us. And why shouldn't they? If we're going to build them a new building and send them strongly worded letters as if we're going to do something about their insolence. The second betrayal of Mike Johnson was FISA, passing FISA without warrants. Did he do this? Did he do this in the proper way? No. The authority for the FISA 702 program rests with the Judiciary Committee. But Mike Johnson decided to let the Intel Committee run this program. And then when it came, we fought hard in the Rules Committee. We fought hard in Judiciary. We got a vote on the floor on warrants, whether you should have to have a warrant to spy on Americans. I mean, this is a constitutionally redundant vote. It should be obvious to anybody that's read the Constitution that you need warrants. And you can say, well, poor Mike Johnson, he's got such a slim majority. You can't get everything you want, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Thomas Massie. He's got such a slim majority. He was the slim majority that cast the deciding vote that says you can spy on Americans without a warrant. It was 212 to 212. Go look it up. He didn't vote on the other amendments. He went out of his way to vote no on that amendment and was the deciding vote on FISA without warrants. So what was the third betrayal, the third and final betrayal? Nearly $100 billion for foreign wars, and he just put that on the floor. Hey, it started out as a veterans bill to give veterans better benefits, H.R. 815. Chuck Schumer stripped every word out of it, put this supplemental in it, and send it back to the House. And then using the Rules Committee that I sat on, what I can't go along with, what they did, they pretended like we voted on four separate bills. But then after those votes passed, they changed them to amendments and concurred with the Senate bill and sent it back to the Senate. This whole thing was pre-conference with Chuck Schumer. Why is it that on all three betrayals, the Senate didn't change a word of these bills when they went to
I should lean into this a little more and explain how the Republicans are going to have to make a decision. It's not an easy one. It's going to be the Freedom Caucus to either vacate Johnson and deal with the chaos, which I think I don't think is a bad play in an election year. I think that you can play it right and have it as advantageous for the American people. But you're going to have to engage in a serious information war and a serious narrative war. But I don't think it's necessarily a bad play. But I could also understand not going that route. It's kind of a 50-50 make your decision. Now, when we come back, we do have the latest video from James O'Keefe exposing the FBI, the CIA. We're going to play that and then hear an Alex Jones response coming up next on the InfoWars War Room. All right, here is some of what we're going to see. Now, remember, it's the CIA that orchestrated the whole Russian collusion hoax against Trump. It's the CIA. It's running all of this stuff. It runs regime change, probably runs Ukraine. James O'Keefe has just put out this video, undercover admissions, talking about the corruption at the CIA and how they were anti-Trump. And the CIA, of course, is denying it in a statement that they made in response to O'Keefe Media Group. They have denied any of the claims made in this video. And they say that this individual does not represent the CIA. Judge for yourself. James O'Keefe says this is his most important drop yet.
I work in the intelligence community. I work in the CIA. I do cyber operations. I've been doing it for a long time.
So how long have you been working at the CIA?
Since 2008.
Okay.
I've also worked at NSA, though. And then I have a TSSCI with a full-scale polygraph. That means that I'm fully vetted.
Amjad Fasisi shows her his CIA identification badge.
So where does it say?
Does it?
Hey, that's the point.
That's the point.
What's CMC?
China Mission Center, darling. That's my mission center.
Gotcha.
Amjad talks about how the CIA kept information from Trump.
Like working.
We kept information from him.
Hey, one more time.
We kept information from him.
From Trump?
Yes. He said he's an idiot. And there are certain people that would give him a high-level overview, but never give it to me. Do you know why? It's called leaked those details.
Amjad Fasisi states a higher-ups within the intel community, including CIA directors Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel, and the upper levels of their staffs colluded to withhold information from sitting President Trump.
So the agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump.
The higher-ups.
The higher-ups.
You put it this way, the executive staff.
We're talking about the director and his subordinates.
Like, what titles are they?
Director of the CIA.
Director of the CIA would keep...
Yes.
Are you guys still watching him?
I would say yes.
It sounds like you guys are still watching him and his team.
Of course we are. Nothing goes... Why not somebody
watch? Amjad Fasisi also states as fact that Trump is under constant surveillance and even claims they are spying on his ex-wife.
And we also have people that monitor his ex-wife.
So you guys had human sources.
How do you think we get information?
Like wiretapping? How did you guys figure out that Trump was colluding with the Russians? Did you guys use...
It's human intelligence.
So the intel community was able to use FISA to spy on Trump and his team. And that's how we found out that he was colluding with the Russians. Was it the CIA or the NSA that spied on Trump?
So it could be all of them.
So you're saying that your agency, CIA...
A lot of the agencies. He's not going to get it. He'll be elected again. I've done the math. It's impossible. We have a choice here. Do we want our democracy or do we want some fucking madman?
Yeah.
Must be a dictator.
Does it say the CIA on your LinkedIn?
Fuck no. We can't do that. And then I worked at NSA for a year.
Okay.
And I was doing some really cool cyber stuff, which I cannot tell you about. They're the Office of Director of National Intelligence. So I helped them stand their insider threat program. They trusted me to set that up.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
I don't have anyone to tell.
Yeah. This conversation didn't happen tonight.
Of course.
I get strictly denied.
Yeah.
I'm James O'Keefe reporting on location outside the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. Right behind me, the CIA, the police officers here.
We figured we'd come up and just say hello.
No problem. We're allowed to stand here?
100%.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely everything you guys are doing is 100% okay from where you're at right now.
Okay.
If we proceed forward of the crosswalk, that's where we may have to come up and have another discussion.
Yeah, we're going to stand right on the sidewalk.
100%. Absolutely.
Okay. I appreciate it. All right. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Just a moment ago, officers coming out from Langley, Virginia to warn me not to set foot across that line right there. It's obviously dangerous for us to be here. It's dangerous for us to do this reporting. But thanks to a brave OMG undercover swiper, we present to you the O'Keefe Media Group blockbuster investigation inside the CIA. A few months ago, journalists Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger released a story making several claims, including the CIA illegally mobilizing foreign intelligence agencies to target Trump advisors before the 2016 election. Barack Obama's CIA director, John Brennan, identified 26 Trump associates for the intelligence community to target and bump, make contact with, or manipulate. And what bumping means is literally bumping into people, making contact with them, communicating with them, and spreading misinformation to divert their attention. The U.S. intelligence community also asked its foreign allies, United Kingdom, Australia, Italy, and the Israeli Mossad, to target these 26 members of Trump's team going all the way back to March of 2016, well before the 2016 presidential election. Multiple instances that the U.S. intelligence officials likely broke laws against spying and election interference. Former CIA Director Gina Haspel blocked the release of a binder that included evidence that may have identified her role in the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. This activity was illegal, both because U.S. law prohibits such intelligence gathering unless authorized by a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that's FISA warrant, and because the weaponization of the intelligence community for political purposes constitutes election interference. The first of the intelligence community's surveillance targets appeared to be a former Defense Intelligence Agency, that's DIA head, and would-be Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Another target was staffer George Papadopoulos. In 2018, HPSCI, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, released a 243-page report clearing Trump of allegations that he and his team colluded with Russia to interfere with the 2016 election. However, sources close to the House Permanent Select Committee, led by Adam Schiff, covertly continued working out of a small room in Langley, and he had access to raw logs and communications from agencies like the CIA and the National Security Council. You're probably wondering, how did the CIA respond to this? Well, former CIA Director John Brennan under Barack Obama did not respond, nor did the Justice Department. The US FBI and UK's equivalent to the NSA, that's the GCHQ, however, responded that wiretapping the president-elect claims were nonsense, they were utterly ridiculous, and should be ignored. What's most interesting about that is Taibbi and Schellenberger didn't even ask about wiretapping. The FBI and GCHQ just included it in their response. Even more interesting is, how did the mainstream media report it? The mainstream narrative was that the UK government GCHQ, again, that's the United Kingdom's NSA equivalent, was the whistleblower in the investigation into the alleged ties between Trump and the Russian government, and other narratives that have all turned out to be false. As it turns out, not only was Taibbi and Schellenberger's reporting accurate, we can now provide proof on camera, thanks to one of our OMG undercover American swiper citizen investigative journalists. Using the dating app Bumble and hidden cameras, our OMG journalists set up a series of meetings and phone calls with Amjad Fasisi, a CIA contractor with top-level government security clearances. Now, as it turns out, the corruption at the CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice is probably even worse than you thought. And now you can see it with your own eyes. We're reporting that Amjad Fasisi, a senior intelligence officer with a top-secret, sensitive, compartmentalized information clearance, has worked at the CIA for over a decade, and his knowledge and his position and access show he has a high-level awareness about the agency, its current culture, and how it has been corrupted by bureaucratic politics, and how it has over the years and continues to use its powers to weaponize the CIA to spy on President Trump. Let's meet Amjad Fasisi. Amjad Fasisi is a CIA contractor working with Deloitte. He has a high-level, top-secret government security clearance and works within the CIA and its China Mission Center on cyber operations. According to the CIA's website, the China Mission Center was formed to address the global challenge posed by the People's Republic of China that cuts across all of the CIA's mission areas. Through his work over the years with the CIA, NSA, and various defense contractors, Amjad Fasisi is well connected to high-level government officials. What you're about to see in this video is truly incredible. Amjad Fasisi divulges on camera that the directors of the CIA, including Gina Haskell and Mike Pompeo, and other high-ranking members of the intelligence community, purposely colluded to withhold information from Donald Trump, then the sitting president of the United States. I greenlit the hidden camera date as we were initially under the impression that he was working for defense contractor Lockheed Martin. But during the first meeting, our American swiper noticed that Fasisi was in fact CIA, at which point our undercover investigation took on a whole new angle. Our brave American swiper citizen journalist cultivated a rapport with Fasisi, and from there, the rest is history.
I work in the intelligence community.
What do you do?
I work for the CIA.
You work for the CIA? What do you do for them?
I do cyber operations. I've been doing it for a long time.
How long have you worked there?
Oh, God. So I work for Deloitte Consulting.
Okay.
So I'm a contractor to the CIA. Okay. Deloitte's like based out of the CIA.
Okay.
I've also worked at NSA, too.
Deloitte. And how long have you been at Deloitte?
Deloitte's 50 plus years. I've been Lockheed Martin for about 11. Just kind of telling it, dude.
I don't have anyone to tell.
Yeah.
Cyber.
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And I work in a mission center.
What?
I work in a mission center at the agency. I am a program manager. Even though program managers are fun, I help the mission center across all the possible entire enterprise, everything.
After telling our undercover American swiper citizen journalist his role with the CIA, Amjad Fasisi shows her his CIA identification badge.
All right, so here you go.
Okay, let me see.
Be discreet around.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. How long have you worked for?
So that was 2008. So that was the last picture update was 2013.
This is from 2013, which is more than a decade ago.
No.
Wait, hold on. Where does it say?
It doesn't.
Why is that?
It does. Why would it?
But how do people know? Oh, I guess. That's the point, right? That's the point.
That's the point. Let me see.
Is there like a...
This is the United States seal.
It's the CIA.
No, the United States CIA.
Oh, but there's no, it's not like a CIA
CIA. No, we cannot do that.
What's CMC?
China Mission Center, darling.
Oh.
You want to do... Okay, I'm getting a little nervous now.
Okay. This is... Okay. Oh, so this is the agent, your division.
That's my mission center.
Gotcha.
But do you believe me now?
Yes, this is very legit. I like it.
Because we have to go through training where, like, we leave a very low carbon cyber or internet or social media footprint.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook. My real name.
Uh-huh.
And the company that I work for, that's it.
Does it say the CIA on your LinkedIn?
Fuck no. No, we can't do that. No.
They don't allow you guys to do
that? Oh, hell no.
Amjad Fasisi also describes how you obtain top secret clearance called TSSCI. TSSCI is a subset of top secret clearance and is required for access to highly sensitive information known as sensitive compartmented information, SCI. SCI is classified information concerning intelligence sources, methods, and other sensitive matters.
And then I have a TSSCI with a full scope polygraph. I put TSSCI full scope. That means that I'm fully vetted.
So how long have you been working at the CIA?
2008.
Back when you were at Lockheed.
Correct. And then I worked at NSA for a year.
Okay.
And I was doing some really cool cyber stuff, which I cannot tell you about. And then I went back to the CIA in 2011.
Okay.
Then with the Northrop Grumman right down the street.
Okay.
Managed 80 cybersecurity practitioners. And then I went to the Office of Director of National Intelligence. So I helped them stand their insider threat program. They trusted me to set that up.
Yeah. What exactly is insider threat programs?
It's usually the biggest thing with insider threat is if somebody clicks on a link that they're not supposed to or whatever, and then they infect their entire network. Does that make any sense? So the biggest threat of all is the carelessness of people within your organization. So you put rules, governance rules, things that they have to follow, and so that they don't do anything stupid.
Not a week goes by without a news headline about potential medical supply shortages, threats to our infrastructure, or power grid. And you remember what they pulled during the last pandemic. Certain medications were mysteriously out of stock. No way will I ever let that happen again. In today's unpredictable world, it's all about being prepared for who knows what they have in store for the next pandemic. Our friends and supporters at The Wellness Company have designed this unique, prescription-based medical emergency kit that is packed with 8 potentially life-saving prescription-only medications, including Z-Pak and ivermectin, which I used myself while out on the road and starting to feel a bit under the weather. Health is.
This is pretty amazing stuff from Oddjob. Oddjob. I mean, the CIA is already trying to distance themselves from this guy. This is what they do. And we're all going to have to wait for the congressional hearings that never happen. It's amazing, isn't it? Let's go back to James O'Keefe.
I'm John Fasisi states
Oddjob.
As fact that the higher ups within the intel community, including CIA directors Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel, and the upper levels of their staffs colluded to withhold information from sitting President Trump.
You said that Mike Pompeo was working with the heads of the other intel agencies.
Mike Pompeo was a director of the CIA.
Right, and he was working with the heads of the other intel agencies to withhold information from Trump.
His predecessor, Gina Haspel. Did.
So Gina was the one who withheld information from Trump?
And I believe Mike Pompeo did the same thing, too.
Mike Pompeo did the same thing?
I believe so.
Amjad Fasisi states as fact that Trump would call Putin and tell him secret intelligence information.
He would give it away.
Yeah.
He would call Vladimir Putin and tell him. No, I'm being serious. You have me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to give you a simplistic answer. Yeah. Because he's a fucking man.
So you think Gina and Mike Pompeo worked with the heads of the other...
I believe so. I mean...
To withhold information from Trump.
Yeah.
So the agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump...
The higher ups.
The higher ups.
Put it this way, the executive staff, we're talking about the director,
his subordinates.
Okay.
And these are very smart people.
Like, what titles are they?
Director of the CIA.
Director of the CIA would keep...
Yes.
So if they decided to get...
Yeah, it's up to him to share what he wants to share. Yeah. He's a director.
How do you keep information away from Trump?
Don't give it to him.
But wouldn't he ask?
Not, but if he doesn't know, he doesn't know.
Amjad Fasisi also states as fact that Trump is under constant surveillance and even claims they are spying on his ex-wife. We are assuming Amjad is speaking of Marla Maples.
How did you guys figure out that Trump was colluding with the Russians? Did you guys use...
It's human intelligence. I can't give you a straight answer. I don't know. But we have human intelligence, and we also have people that monitor his sexuality. He likes to use burner phones.
Can I say that one more time? He likes to use what?
Burner phones.
What does that mean?
That means a prepaid phone card that's not attached to you. It's not on the network. It doesn't ping the camera.
Like a dummy phone? Like a dumb phone? Like a flip phone?
That's called a burner.
I've had it with all my personal and private information being exposed and exploited by big tech and big government, so I'm joining my friend Eric Prince, and I'm switching to my new unplugged phone. Protect your privacy. Get your very own unplugged phone. Go to unplugged.com/OMG. That's unplugged.
So that's what independent news networks like InfoWars, James O'Keefe have to do. But you're our sponsors at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's nice that there's other groups out there funding this work. Let's go back to the CIA agent.
The
CIA has never heard of him. The CIA denies the CIA even exists.
I don't know.
They've never heard of Ajay.
But they did a thorough investigation. The outcome of that is in the Mueller report.
Was it the CIA or the NSA that spied on Trump?
So it could be all of them.
So you guys had human sources?
Of course. And then we also have cyber citizens. A lot of them. How do you think we get information?
Like wiretapping?
As though there is not already enough controversy around Israel, Amjad Fasisi, again, a high-level government contractor, states he doesn't trust Israel and they, quote, steal intelligence from us.
Like
for example, Israel, our ally.
Who? Israel, okay.
Israel, our ally. Uh-huh. I don't trust them. You know why? They steal shit from us.
Like what?
Information. So do we, by the way.
Oh, this is interesting.
Like what kind of information? Like weapons or?
If Trump's going to hear any of this.
Stuff we don't want to share.
So they're not really our friends.
Nobody's really for a weapon. Nobody.
So the intel community was able to use FISA to spy on Trump and his team. And that's how we found out that he was colluding with the Russians.
And as any good spy would do, Fasisi makes it clear that, quote, this conversation didn't happen.
This conversation didn't happen.
Of course.
I instantly deny it.
Yeah. That's so badass. Are you guys still watching him?
I would say yes.
It's the intel community is still monitoring him and spying on him.
It
sounds like you guys are still watching him and his team.
Of course we are. Nothing goes... Why
would not
somebody watch?
Yeah.
Just rest assured, I promise.
Amjad Fasisi, a program manager contracted at the CIA, talks about how the CIA kept information from Trump. Amjad also discloses that the directors of the CIA would give Trump high-level overviews, but never give him any details. Fasisi also spills that all the intelligence agencies thought that President Trump was a, quote, fucking dumbass and would disclose information, unquote. When asked, how do you keep information from President Trump? Our subject says, quote, don't give it to him.
Like working.
We kept information from him. Because we knew he'd fucking disclose it.
Wait, say that one more time.
We kept information from him.
From Trump?
Yes. He's an idiot.
There are certain people that would give him a high-level overview, but never give it to anybody. You guys don't know why? It's called Leak Kills Detail.
Do we have proof for that?
No, but we all believe, because he's the biggest fucking idiot.
So you're saying that your agency, CIA,
a lot of the agencies, yes,
kept information away?
Yes, because we knew that we'd be careless with it.
Yeah.
Like, store it in a bag, shower, or a locker.
So you guys would on purpose keep certain information away from Trump.
He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. He's an idiot. He has no idea.
So the generals or like...
Everybody.
Yeah, they would just not share anything with him.
We all did. We all thought he was fucking dumbass.
Who's we?
All the intelligence agents.
In full-on bureaucratic elitist fashion, Amjad Fasisi describes the only people in the CIA that support Trump are rednecks that live in the sticks and brainwashed stupid idiots.
Yeah.
There are some people that really do love him inside.
Like who? Are you kidding me?
Rednecks who live out in the middle of nowhere in the sticks.
Like, how would you describe those people who still support Trump these, like, after what happened
Brainwashed? Brainwashed, stupid, illiterate?
Amjad Fasisi with the CIA states there is, quote, no way Trump will get elected again.
He's not going to get it. He'll be elected again. I've done the math. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But there are
all right, there's still about 5 minutes left of this. You can go to OKeefeMediaGroup.com or James O'Keefe Twitter account to see the full video with Oddjob. Yes! Oh my gosh. I'm a sucker for the old James Bond, so that's it. I think I'm going to retire for the day and I'm going to go watch an old James Bond Sean Connery marathon. But seriously, go watch the whole thing there. When we come back, we are going to go live to President Trump, who has a rally in Michigan. So doubling up today, he had a big rally in Wisconsin earlier. Now he's got a rally in Michigan. Trump actually has rallies. Biden has these closed door canned events where he fumbles and mumbles and slurs his way through it and then doesn't know how to walk off a stage, forgets where he's at, lies constantly. By the way, that video released about 30 minutes or so ago, already more than 250,000 views on James O'Keefe account alone on X. Congressional hearings win. I don't expect Mike Johnson to move in that direction. He's barely hanging on to any approval ratings, and he may even be vacated next week. Wow. All right, already been an exciting show. Still much more to come. Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and maybe some more Bond. James Bond. We've heard from Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've heard from Thomas Massie. We've heard from James O'Keefe and Oddjob from the CIA, but the CIA denies the existence of the CIA. Now we've got Donald Trump. He's live in Michigan right now. Let's take it live.
Be an economic bloodbath. Crooked Joe.
They're going to bring him back. He's baiting
jobs
him.
And send them immediately
he's
to China.
Him.
Who, by the way, you know, he's a Manchurian candidate. He makes a lot of money from China. They give him a lot of money. What's that all about? Under the Trump administration, we're going to take jobs out of China and bring jobs back to Michigan. We're going to keep Chinese cars the hell out of America. We don't want them. We don't want Chinese cars. Joe Biden wants to take your gasoline-powered cars and trucks. All about within 6 years, he wants to make them electric. It doesn't work. You know, if you want an electric car, I think it's great. I'm all for it. But if you want a gasoline combustion, if you want to have a hybrid, whatever the hell you want, you should be able to get. Everything will go to very expensive electric vehicles, which don't go. They just have such problems. But they have one problem that is insurmountable. If I want to drive from beautiful Michigan, let's say to Mar-a-Lago, what do I have to do? Stop about seven times? It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. And they want to turn army tanks all electric. So that as we go into enemy territory, shooting and shooting and killing and shooting and taking it over, we keep their air nice and clean, right? Isn't that nice? Where do they think? You know, I said something before. I just left Wisconsin. We had an incredible rally in Wisconsin. You know, I got to do two of these things a day. You know why? Because I'm in New York all the time with the Biden trial, a fake trial that all of the legal scholars say is a disgrace. It's a fake trial. They do it to try and take your powers away, try and take your candidate away that's killing them in the polls. You know, if I didn't run, or if I was like in fourth place or fifth place or not doing well, none of those trials would exist. But we're beating them so big in the polls, your heart is going to swell. We got to get them out. And remember this, they also want to take your gas stoves. They want to give you very little water in your dishwashers and your washing machines. You know, they want washing machines with very little water. And I'm talking about in states like your state, you don't have a water problem. You do have a water problem. You have too much water. They want to take your water out of your washing machines, your dishwashers. They want to put water restrictors on your sinks and showers. You know, I ended all of that. People would buy a new home, and they were so proud, and they'd say, darling, it's so good. There's only one problem, darling, the sink. No water comes out, like drip, drip, drip. And, darling, I have beautiful hair, but I can't do anything because in the shower the water doesn't come out. Darling, I want to get out of this house. I hate it. And I say to them, take off the restrictor. But now they made the restrictor where you can't take it off unless you have a blowtorch, okay? Like our auto workers do, actually. They want your apartments and homes with small windows and every other crazy thing they can think of. They don't want you to have large windows because they're not as good with the sun. Actually, in many cases, they're better. I will end all of these ridiculous quality of life destroying mandates just as I did just 3.5 years ago.
Beautiful windows, okay? Big windows.
And days ago, crooked Joe Biden finalized a radical rewrite of Title IX education rules that will impose the most extreme left-wing gender ideology on every school in America. And I know you'll be extremely happy to know that the new Biden policy is to let men into every girl's bathroom. That sounds reasonable. Every bathroom, every locker room, ladies, get ready because the men are coming in. They just, and they actually signed it. You know, I said in Wisconsin, I just came out and I said,
oh, this is
the
great.
Republican Party really.
All right, classic Trump here. All right, we're going to come back. Short break. Donald Trump live on the other side. He's doubling up on the rallies. What's Biden doing today? He's in Iron Lung in Delaware. All right, Trump is in prime fashion.
Get ready, ladies. The men are coming in. What's wrong with that?
Let's go back live to President Trump.
And regarding the squatters, where you have a problem, and by the way, you have a terrible governor. I hope you know that. Remember during COVID, the only one that had any rights in your state was the governor's husband. Do you remember? Remember, he was sailing, beautifully sailing, and you're not allowed to sail. For whatever reason, they wanted to keep you in your house. That didn't work out too well. And regarding the squatters all over the country who are trying to take over your apartments and your homes under the Trump administration, they will be gone immediately. They'll be gone in 2 minutes. Joe Biden is the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in the history of our country. And Crooked Joe knows that in a fair election, he's going down in a landslide. Every poll is showing that. You've seen the polls. We're leading big in Michigan, by the way. We're leading big. Why wouldn't we? Who wouldn't be? I mean, honestly, who the hell wouldn't be leading? This guy... he's coming out of a helicopter the other day. He's falling. He's holding on. Can you imagine the foreign countries? Like, I visited China. They must have had 100,000 soldiers there. President Xi is standing there. Can you imagine falling out of an airplane or coming down the children's stairs as they have 100,000 soldiers? That's why Biden is trying so hard to jail. He wants to jail his political opponent like they do in third world countries or banana republics. He wants to give it a shot. There's only one problem. Every one of these fake cases is bullshit. Every single one of them. Terrible. And as you know, I've come here today. Thank you. Thank you very much. What a crowd. I remember in 2020, You know, we got more. I don't know if you know. In 2020, we got more votes than any president, any sitting president in history by far. And by the way, there's no way he got 80 million votes, in case you had any question. We got more votes than any sitting president by far. We had, they said if I got the 63 million that I got the first time, which we won, that there was no way I could lose. I got millions and millions of more votes than that. And they nipped us. They just nipped it. We're not letting that happen again. We're not letting that bullshit happen again. We're not going to let it. As you know, I have come here today from New York City, where I'm being forced to sit for days on end in a kangaroo courtroom with a corrupt and conflicted judge, enduring a Biden sideshow trial at the hands of a Marxist district attorney, Soros-backed, who's taking orders from the Biden administration. They're all of these trials. By the way, so if I didn't run, or if I came in fourth, I'd have no problem right now. I'd be in a beautiful someplace. I'd be someplace. But you know what? Honestly, look at this crowd. I'd rather be with you. I would much rather. I'd much rather be with you. Much rather. I'd much rather be with you. But what you're witnessing in New York is not a legal proceeding. It's an unlawful exercise in very stupid and very evil politics. But here's the good news. It's driven the poll numbers higher than we've ever had before, because people get it. It's a scam, and they get it. These indictments are not just an attack on me. They're an assault on the constitutional rights of all Americans. Remember this, Alphonse Capone. Has anyone ever heard of Al Capone? Scarface. He would kill people if he looked at them and didn't like them. They'd be dead the next morning. They'd never find the body. He got indicted less than I did. Do you believe it? Scarface. I got so many indictments. One day I came in. Sir, you've been indicted twice today. I said, oh, boy, I thought it was going to be three times. That's incredible. Now, these are corrupt people. They did this because it's an attack on a political opponent. And a lot of political opponents wouldn't do too well under those circumstances. But I have a relationship with the people, and I explain it to them, and they understand it's a scam, and they understand it's the worst president in the history of our country by far, who couldn't get elected dog catcher, except that he's in a party that's really, really good at cheating. That's one thing. They're not good at policy. They're horrible. Open borders, high interest rates, high taxes, bad military. Everything's bad. No home. Everything's bad. But they're great at cheating in elections. It's about the only thing they do well. The ultimate verdict on this travesty will not come in a courtroom. It will come at the ballot box, and the American people are going to find crooked Joe Biden guilty of trying to destroy our country. He's destroying our country. He's destroying our country. And, you know, it's interesting. I said it a couple of times before.
All right, we get a little freeze here on the live feed. I'll tell you what, let's pull out of that real quick. Trump is probably going to be speaking for quite some time. Maybe we'll go back to it momentarily. James O'Keefe, Alex Jones in a Twitter X Spaces right now. And I'm wondering if we can't pop that up. James O'Keefe speaking right now.
Sounds like you guys are still watching him and his team.
Of course we are. Nothing goes by.
It sounds like right now he's just playing
the
tape.
Nothing goes by, says the program manager at
right, O'Keefe is live.
Chinese Mission Center in Langley, Virginia, flashing his green intelligence badge in front of the undercover reporter, saying that they are currently spying on Trump. He also mentions Trump, that spying on Trump's ex-wife, we assume he means Maples. We assume that's the person he's
referring to. Amjad Fassisi also states...
All right, so it sounds like kind of a recap of the tape that we just watched. So let's pull that down for a second, and maybe we'll come back when Alex Jones is responding. Let's go back to Trump live right now.
...for our country, and I say it over and over again, and I have no problem in saying it. He's the worst president in the history of our country, and we got to get him out because he's destroying America. He's destroying our great country. In the middle of a presidential election, think of it, the Republican nominee for president is being attacked like nobody's ever been attacked before. But all of that being done and all of that being said, the fake charges, the legal targets, everything. And, you know, we've had tremendous reviews from great people, Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, Mark Levin, Greg Jarrett, Sean Hannity, so many people, but great experts, great legal experts. Alan Dershowitz just came out saying there's no case, there's no crime. He didn't do anything wrong. What are you doing? These are people, not every one of them love me. These are people that just want to speak the truth. They said there's no, Andy McCarthy today, there's no case. It's a witch hunt, and we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it. They can't do that to our country. The judge, by the way, is the most conflicted person in the history. I don't think there's ever been a more conflicted judge. Crooked and conflicted. And I'm unconstitutionally gagged. He gagged me. So I'm not even supposed to be, I would say, talking to you.
He might get fined for this.
He gagged me. Think of it. Former president and a very popular president. We had the greatest economy in history. We had the best, safest border that we ever had in history. I rebuilt the military. We created Space Force. We had the biggest tax cuts in history, the biggest regulation cut. And then I run again and win in the fastest time in the history of the Republican or Democrat Party. I won the nomination. Somebody else would still be campaigning to try and win. I won it 2 months ago, took down some very talented people very quickly, very precisely, very easily. And I have a judge politically appointed. I have a judge who gagged me. I'm not allowed to talk about things. And nobody's seen anything quite like it, I have to tell you. But the good news is we can explain it. Somebody else wouldn't be able to explain it. Not because they couldn't, but because there'd be three people in the audience. I can explain it. Look at all those fake cameras back there. Then I had another judge. These are New York judges.
Fact check Trump on that. Those were real cameras.
Judge Engoron
had a real camera.
He takes assets that are worth billions and billions of dollars, and he says, oh, they're worth just a little bit, like $18 million. He takes an asset that's worth $1 billion, $1.5 billion. He says it's worth 18 because that's his narrative. And they come out against me on something where it was absolutely perfect. And he said, oh, you're rich. Pay a $500 million fine. $500 million! And we want a bond. But the problem is bonding companies don't do bonds of that amount. They do a bond for $1 million, $2 million. They don't do bonds of $500 million. But he comes up on a perfect trial.
All right, let's go back to the X spaces. James O'Keefe, Alex Jones responding to that CIA expose by O'Keefe Media Group.
So first off, if you look it up, 80% of the CIA's operations are through contractors so that Congress has trouble in oversight. As you said, half the people at Langley are contractors. So the fact they go, oh, this guy's a contractor, that means absolutely nothing. You know, we had an actual CIA operative a few months ago that got caught on tape admitting that I was being targeted. It didn't matter whether he was an actual, you know, CIA operative or a contractor. The point is that they are inside the operation, and this guy was in some of the most key areas. But here's the bombshell I'm going to lay out. Because I remember back when Trump first won the election, my sources inside the Secret Service and the CIA said, listen, Trump's been spied on, you've been spied on. The Judge Arpaio, through his DEA contacts, he'd been high-level DEA previously, got a secret list of who was being spied on. And when I got it, it had a phone number of my office phone that I almost never even use, and my old cell phone and my new cell phone. I was on the list being spied on. So here's the key. I just did a quick search right before we went live. Wall Street Journal, this is February 15, 2017. Spies keep intelligence from Trump. Decision to withhold information underscores deep mistrust between intelligence community and the president. So that's Wall Street Journal. Here is CBS News. Harry Reid, CIA should give Donald Trump fake intelligence briefings. 2016. Okay, so this is what's going on, and you can pull up dozens of these. So that's just confirming what this guy is saying, and that there's been an ongoing coup against the people America elected the first time, and who I believe they stole the election from the second time, and who was in the lead the third time, and who they're trying with lawfare and all these indictments. to keep from us happening. And the Supreme Court had to override them, taking him off the ballot in places like Colorado and Maine. So there is an ongoing coup, but this is someone on video that adds a whole other dimension and is perfect for Congress to haul this traitor in and people like Gavin Oblivas of the CIA and formerly FBI to haul them in for congressional hearings. I know most of Congress is intimidated. It's come out. Congress admits they're being spied on by the CIA. The CIA is the biggest intelligence agency in the U.S. under the National Security Act, 1947. So they're the mothership. But he also talks about how he works with the NSA because they dovetail and interlock like Russian dolls into all of this. And I just want to hear your take, on President Trump and what his reaction is going to be. We need to get him behind this. Elon Musk, who's been talking about the deep state, needs to respond, obviously. We can't just take a huge win like this and just let it be a blip. This has got to be a major story. This is the story of the century so far, in the first 24 years of this century and this new millennia. If we all make this huge, that's why I put out, myself, maximum coverage in InfoWars, maximum coverage of Real Alex Jones. I've told all my crew, please promote this. They're like, absolutely. They realize how important this is. But when they attack you, James, as you know, you can say, well, funny, Senator Schumer said the intelligence agencies have six ways for Sonny to get after you. We know they did that. And so they would love to brag at the time. And I remember Brennan on TV saying, don't worry, we'll remove him soon, right before the 2020 election. So this is a coup against America, and they've admitted they're doing this, but then later they deny it. The media brags from their sources, but then they pull back and deny it later. It's like Comey saying, well, to Congress dozens of times, I never leaked. Then later when he got caught, he said, well, I leaked to the press, they leaked, or I leaked to a head of a political science or media group at a college, a university, and then he leaked. So this brings up everything they've done, what's been admitted, but ties it all together and gives them names of who to haul in before Congress. So this is one of the most important stories that I've seen in my lifetime. Undoubtedly the biggest story you've ever broken if we give it the legs right now. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And this is the Senator Schumer clip.
They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways. I don't know what Schumer means by that. We're not taking them on. We're reporting on them. And speaking of that, Alex, we have breaking news, everyone. And this might be probably the most unbelievable thing that I've ever seen in my entire career as a citizen journalist. Again, I'm not a New York Times reporter. I'm not a credentialed journalist. I'm not a respected journalist. I don't go on CNN. I'm not invited. I would be happy to go on CNN. But this is a statement from Chelsea – what's her last name? Chelsea Robinson, press secretary for the CIA. This is breaking news. We've gotten a statement today. This is actually, what, 2 hours ago? An hour ago? Thanks for reaching out to the CIA. I'm reading this from the email. Thanks for reaching out to the CIA's Office of Public Affairs. I didn't even know the CIA had a press secretary. We learn something every day. We're glad to look into your inquiry. What's your deadline? We responded. Our deadline's 5 o'clock. She responded, and I have a statement here. I'm going to read it to you over the air. Quote, hold on. It's nice speaking to you. These claims about the CIA are absolutely false and ridiculous. CIA is a resolutely apolitical institution that provides intelligence support to policymakers, including the President of the United States, irrespective of who occupies the office. We are a foreign intelligence-focused agency and do not monitor the former president. The individual making these allegations is a former contractor, which does not represent the CIA, former contractor. What's interesting about that is that as of last week, he was a contracted CIA officer, so that the O'Keefe Media Group reporting that the CIA has fired him in the last 48 hours. We sent the transcripts over today. Again, going back to this green badge thing, apparently you got to give it in. So, Alex, your response to – what are your thoughts on that statement and the CIA terminating this individual?
I have mega key intel because I'm not whining. Just like O'Keefe, I've been a victim of this. Before I hit that, let me just point out, did everybody notice the last 7 days, the massive attack? Because I follow OMG Media. I check it every day. But I couldn't not find it in my email, on X, on Instagram, on Google. It was everywhere how bad James O'Keefe is and how terrible he is and what a demon he is. Some of them former federal agents. So they're obviously monitoring you. They're monitoring everybody. They've done this. And their claim the CIA doesn't operate domestically is preposterous. Obama appealed and repealed major laws barring the CIA from domestic propaganda 10 years ago. So that's all there. And you can also play the clip. I'm sure you're good at finding it. Anybody can find it quickly. Remember, Pompeo says, oh, we're taught at West Point not to lie, cheat, or steal. But the first thing you learn at the CIA is how to lie and how to deceive and how to steal. So and your big report focuses on this being directed by Pompeo, which for my sources we know is absolutely a traitor. So their fast response, they normally don't respond to something, shows their desperation and then their outright denial. Okay, he doesn't work here now. Yeah, we fired him today or a few days ago when they were monitoring O'Keefe. So there's just so much happening and swarming around here. This is so massive, and it's time for Congress, you know, not just Gates or not just Paul, but a few others to grow some testicles and go up against this group. And
who's on the Intelligence Committee? I mean, can the Intelligence Committee hold them accountable, or are they a proxy for the Central Intelligence Agency?
Well, if you look at people like McCall and others, they are the worst of the worst. And yeah, I mean, they've stacked it with their operatives. But you can have other committees can raise this. It's time to cut their funding. People say, well, just abolish them. Well, yeah, that's how you do it, is we have rogue agencies that have basically hijacked the country. And I don't want to take these guys on, but I'm an American citizen. I mean, I'm just a populist. I'm just a pundit. I'm just a father. And I am sick and tired of, you know, what they're doing, the things they're involved in. And it's time, you know, to stand up against it. This is how all the third world countries collapsed. This is how Rome collapsed. Was when their own Praetorian Guard decides to take over and destroy the trust they're supposed to have. The National Security Act gave the CIA total secrecy. And even Harry Truman, years after he allowed it to be created, said, I should never have done it. It should be abolished. JFK said it should be abolished. And he got his head blown off in Dallas. And his brother got killed. And we know the CIA had their fingerprints all over it. So it's a rogue group working for special interest. You know, you got Brennan that converted to Islam on record, you know, the former head of it. And again, bragging about coups they were going to stage against Trump before the 2020 election. And again, find that clip of Pompeo says the CIA lies, cheats, and steals. That's when he's on C-SPAN to a group of intelligence operatives hooping and hollering and laughing, just like Brennan did a C-SPAN show before they stole the election 2020. And he's going, don't worry, we'll get him. We run this country. And they all start cheering. These people's arrogance will be their undoing. And thank God you caught them on tape spilling their guts, haul his ass before Congress and Gavin Oblivis and the rest of them.
So this is that clip, Alex, of him talking about Gina Haspel and Mike Pompeo, both directors of the CIA during the Trump presidency. Let's listen to this one again.
Mike Pompeo was working with the heads of the other intel agencies.
Mike Pompeo was a director of CIA.
Right, and he was working with the heads of the other intel agencies to withhold information from Trump.
His predecessor, Gina Haspel, did.
So Gina was the one who withheld information from Trump?
And I believe Mike Pompeo did the same thing here.
Mike Pompeo did the same thing?
I don't believe so.
I'm John Pasisi states as fact that Trump would call Putin and tell him secret intelligence.
All right, we got a break coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. We still got Trump Live. I got some other news and video clips we may go to as well before the show concludes. We got 30 minutes left. Been a busy broadcast day. Barely had time to plug. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that makes everything we do here possible, keeps us on the air. Obviously, if you haven't been sleeping under a rock, you know about the constant attacks that we're under. So we appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We sell great products like BrainForce Ultra, a must-have for me before I do a three-hour show. I love BrainForce Ultra for mental clarity, energy, and focus so that I can do a three-hour talk show. That's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Got my bottle right here at my desk all the time. The guarana seed, the green coffee bean for energy, the Herba Mate leaf, the ginkgo leaf, the alpha GPC for focus. Truly great stuff. 40% off. BrainForce Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products, including 10% off emergency supplies like water filters and storable foods. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. All right, when we come back, we'll hear more from Alex Jones, more from Donald Trump, maybe some other news stories as well. All right, some breaking news here. Clear things up. The anti-free speech bill, anti-Christianity bill, has just passed, as every bill. They have, you know, different words for it to trick you and confuse you. It's an anti-free speech bill. It's an anti-Christian bill. They call it an anti-Semitism bill, but that's not it. That's the disguise. That's the excuse. That's what's being used. And, oh, look, the college protests popping up, funded by the same groups that control this country, controlling both sides, are the ones that ran the whole scam to get this bill passed. Isn't that incredible? So now the anti-Semitism bill, which will ban criticism of Israel or Jews and ban the New Testament, has passed the House 320-91. The co-sponsorship, bipartisan, from Representative Mike Lawler and Representative Josh Gottenheimer. Just so you know, Lawler has taken $116,000 from AIPAC. Josh Gottenheimer has taken $1.4 million from AIPAC. And Jews don't run anything, never have. Israel does not control our government. Israel does not control our foreign policy or domestic policy. Absolutely not. And this bill proves it. Amazing how that works. All right. They even mentioned Mossad in that new video from James O'Keefe. Absolutely incredible. This is just, it's so over the top ridiculous. It's just gonna make the situation worse. So I expect it'll pass the Senate. No problem. So I can't even believe it. There you have it, folks. There you have it. Let's go back live. Alex Jones, James O'Keefe discussing this new CIA expose.
Executive agency. So they should not be lying to the president. It seems that this would be illegal. I wonder if they're, I wonder how many presidents they've done this to.
Absolutely. Can I throw something in real quick? Because listen to you guys, this is blowing me away. James is absolutely right. So is Eric. Ladies and gentlemen, you lie to the FBI, it's a federal crime. You lie to the president, it's a federal crime. When you're a federal agent, think of the sabotage. That's what foreign enemies do in intelligence, is they feed disinformation to our government. Here's the CIA, and it's not just this whistleblower, not just this huge leak that's so massive. They admitted they were feeding Trump false information. That means the elected person who is the executive, it's totally criminal. But again, the Justice Department won't charge him, obviously. But we've got to convict him in the court of public opinion. So, I mean, that's just so amazing. But goes back to what James just said about 10 minutes ago. They are so scared that they just responded within 1 hour.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. I mean, I think some of the reporting done by Eric Cochran here and my team in the last 6 months, probably some of the best visuals ever. The Pfizer story, people are talking about that as the biggest. Pfizer did respond, took them a day or two. They responded before I even released this story. I didn't even publish it, which is, you know, it's kind of, that might be traditional, the New York Times. It's very unusual in my case.
It speaks to the strength of the story, frankly. I mean, they responded that fast, and they took it that seriously.
Let me go to this audio from, this is 23. I recognize everyone, this is a 30-minute video. We have to get comment from these people. It's the ethical, it's the right thing to do to put their comment in the story. And I did that talking, this is James O'Keefe, me, on the record, in front of this guy.
All right, so James O'Keefe, Alex Jones, others responding to the video we aired earlier on the CIA. You know, I got some other news to cover. We might go back. President Trump, I'm sure, is still speaking. But folks, this is just unbelievable. And so they want this to be all about anti-Semitism, and they want you to look at what's going on in the college campuses and have the response of, oh, well, I stand against the left, so this is the left and they're bad of, oh, I want to stand against anti-Semitism. It's the right thing to do. And then most of your Congress is bought and paid for by groups like AIPAC. So, this is so over the top. It's almost done intentionally. And I don't know if they're looking for more combat here on the narrative. But this is not over because my guess is it will pass the Senate. And then you're probably going to have groups that challenge this in court, if not just outright challenge it with their speech. I mean, seriously. So when this thing passes the Senate and gets signed into law, am I not allowed to come on air and say Israel is committing a genocide? Is that banned? Am I not allowed to come on air and read the Bible? Is that banned? Am I not allowed to talk anything negatively about Israel? Is that now illegal speech? Will you now be charged and arrested? Will you be fined? And of course, people are going to challenge that. Of course, it's going to be challenged. So then it's going to wind up in the Supreme Court. But see, then now you're dealing with the more serious aspect, and this gets back to what we were talking about earlier. They could have, and it could be organic, it could be false flag, it could be contrived, it doesn't matter. They have the perfect excuse of the wide open southern border, and they have the perfect backdrop of now the Israel-Palestine conflict in the United States for a terror attack to happen, blame it on Hamas, and then give more fuel to this and say, see, we have to protect Israel and Jews at all costs. See, Hamas is the enemy, and anybody who says anything negatively about Israel is Hamas, is a jihadist, is a terrorist, and that will reinforce the application of this bill. And the passing of this bill might have just sped up that whole process. But this is not even debatable. This is totally illegal. This is against the First Amendment. I can criticize any country on earth I want. I can criticize Palestinians right now. I can call them all animals. I can call them all terrorists. I can call them all mongoloids. Perfectly legal. I can talk bad about Africa. I can talk bad about China. I can talk bad about Venezuela. I can talk bad about America. I can talk bad about white people, black people, Muslim people. And they literally write a bill that says you cannot say anything negatively about Jews or Israel. Where are the Jews that will stand against this? I'm guessing that there will be Jewish Americans that stand against this. I don't see how they couldn't. But it's almost like this is done intentionally. It's almost like this is so over the top against Christians, so over the top against the First Amendment. It's almost like this is done intentionally to just fan the flames on this fire and actually generate the narrative that Jews run everything. It's like, how do you, if you want to get rid of this narrative that Jews run everything, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to ban any anti-Semitic speech on all social media platforms, and then you're going to write a law that says you can't say anything anti-Semitic. That'll prove they don't run anything. So it's like, this is almost done intentionally to have the opposite effect. Let's see where supposed free speech conservatives like Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and others, let's see where they land on this bill. Let's see what these big voices, these legacy conservative Inc. members of the American conservative right-wing Republican establishment, let's see where they stand on this bill. I wonder, blatantly anti-First Amendment, blatantly anti-Christian. That is not even debatable. But hey, we don't want to live in an Islamic country, see? We don't want to live in a country with Sharia law. We don't want to live in a country where you can't say anything negative about the prophet or the religious leaders of that country's religion. We don't want to live in a country like that. That's an Islamic country, and we don't want to see anything like that here. So, look, you got to tread lightly with this stuff for obvious reasons. But, I mean, this bill is clearly done to generate more hatred and to feed the fuel of the Jews run everything narratives and rhetoric. Clearly, that's what this is for, 100%. And that's why it's all these congressmen bought and paid for by AIPAC that are the ones writing it and supporting it. It's probably right out of the AIPAC, legal team. So this is all done intentionally to, and of course, watch. Both Republicans and Democrats voted against this bill, which is against free speech, against the First Amendment, against Christianity. It'll pass the Senate. Eventually, it'll probably fail at the Supreme Court, and it'll probably even be Jewish lawyers that are the ones that fight this good fight for free speech. But this is clearly done to fan that narrative so that then they can claim, see, anti-Semitism is bad. So just like what they're doing at the college campuses right now, to get support for this bill, and I'm telling you, the next big thing, and God forbid, is a terrorist attack on a synagogue or anywhere. But I mean, that's if they're serious about passing this stuff, then I mean, it's almost inevitable, folks. And again, it's the perfect excuse, wide open southern border. It's the perfect backdrop with all these protests. It's just stunning. It's just truly stunning stuff. All right, we've got Jones still live with O'Keefe. Let's pop into that for a second.
I am startled by what we see, but not surprised.
Matt,
right?
Gaetz speaking.
Because as jarring as it is part of a constellation of facts that we've uncovered in the Judiciary Committee and in the Weaponization Subcommittee, that there is an effort underway to try to shape the nature of truth itself by shaping what can be seen and what can be received, particularly by those in power. And there's a cabal in Washington that want to control the access to information, both upward to decision makers and downward to the populace. I was listening earlier and someone asked the question, well, do you think they're doing this to President Biden as well? Yes, this is not a partisan issue. The way the intelligence community works around here is frightening. And oftentimes we see manifestations now where it's directed at the right. But, you know, I believe that the right approach with what we have on tape, and then, by the way, the reaction from the CIA that is so couched, it is functionally an admission.
Yeah. What is your? Can you break down that for us, Matt? What are your reaction and thoughts and analysis of that statement?
Well, I mean, it showcases the connection of this individual to the very information stream that we're concerned about. I mean, that's what you glean from the letter mostly, is that, you know, this, what usually there's this effort, you know, to try to make it sound like the person's the janitor. And, here, I think you've got it right down the middle. But I think going forward, the right approach is to have the Weaponization Committee investigate, bring this individual in to ask thorough questions about, you know, when he's talking about the director, how did he know that information? Any one piece of evidence has to be corroborated. So I think that what we saw in the FISA abuses, this video that your journalism has uncovered, and then some of the other stuff that we're aware of, some we can talk about, some we can't, you know, to me, that all is part of the same nexus of what's going on. And we get this guy in, we ask questions about the information flow, how it was impaired, who it was involved, and then you know what happens? People start flipping on each other. Because people don't want to be charged with lying to Congress. And so then you start to zero in on who the real bad actors are.
Yeah, Matt.
That's right. This is a foot in the door.
Matt, I've heard that there's some good people. I know that's a cliche, but there's actually a lot of good people that work in the agency. In fact, when I was standing outside the building doing my on-camera narration, a couple people honked the horn, said they were fans. I don't know how prevalent this is among the rank and file, or your thoughts on that, and this guy seems to have a position of access and authority, worked there since 2008. And what do you think, Matt, was the most damning statement in the video?
I think that when he's talking about direct implication of the director of the CIA in constraining access to the president, you really have a major problem. And if that can be corroborated, it will be deeply serious, and you know, careers will be ruined, and a lot will be exposed. But yeah, I mean, I think Alex said it right. This is the foot in the door to go and really, really root it out. I think it's kind of a bell curve on your question of like the good and the bad. I think some of the folks who are so Washingtonized and so calcified in this belief that all the real smart people in the country work in the three-letter agencies and everybody else just is like lucky enough to live on the same planet with them, that's calcified at the top level. And then I think because there's so much virtue signaling right now, a lot of the new people that are joining are very much like social justice warriors with an agenda. But you've got a lot of great folks in kind of the Gen X, you know, banding of these agencies and some of the geriatric millennials who are patriots, who do love their country, and I think are disgusted by stuff like this. You know, when you've done this before, James, isn't it always some of the good people in any of these organizations that you expose who reach out to you and thank you because they feel yes. trapped? They feel trapped in that system, whether it's in corporate, in big pharma, or in big government, and this like liberates a little bit of the truth.
Yeah, I think you're right. And sometimes it's weighing the harm done to the individual with the public interest. This guy was pretty villainous. Like, you know, the way he talked, the way he acted, he's describing crimes. Matt, like a lot of my people, audience, you know, they're very disillusioned by Congress. What would be the process to haul this guy in? How can that happen? Like, what can Congress actually do or the House actually do here?
Well, let me validate that disillusionment. At the start, there have been far too many cases this year where in our committees of jurisdiction, we have been dilatory in bringing in the witnesses. And then when we bring them in under negotiations that I think are too favorable. For example, our staff negotiated away the ability to videotape Hunter Biden's deposition. I have no idea why we did that. That is something I would not have done. And so there will be, I think, a desire to send some letters, get official comment, go through the legislative liaison. My preference is to cut through that. You immediately get this person in for their first transcribed interview. And you know what? If you don't have every document around them at that time, you're still able to unlock like who they worked for, their chain of command, who their coworkers were, who they discussed this with, how they recorded any of these agreements or plans or crimes in any writing or in any calendar entry, and then you springboard off of that to the rest of the investigation. Unfortunately, that has not been how we have been operating, and it's one of the reasons why I think our oversight thus far has not driven the change that a lot of people have wanted.
And if I could just jump in briefly, I think that's because there's so much intimidation. Not everybody's Matt Gaetz who's willing or Donald Trump to stand up against this. So my question is this. I agree with Congressman Gaetz that obviously, you know, the biggest issue here is Pompeo working against Trump in this admission. We already knew that was happening. They even bragged about it in the media previously. But what about the issue of giving false intelligence reports to the president? That's what foreign enemies try to do. That's actually what disinformation is. And we know they've even bragged in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, they would give Trump fake briefings. They would destroy executive orders he signed. They would do all this. I mean, that's all on record. We forget about all of that. So to me, if we just have real hearings, we can stop this coup. And I think you said earlier, James, you're betting on America. I think Congressman Gaetz is betting on America. We believe in the people. I mean, this is outrageous. This is rogue agency.
All right, so this is going to continue
specifically
on X. We are out of time for today. So the big news there is that Matt Gaetz is saying that the Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Government needs to immediately investigate this guy and have hearings. He's serious about it. We'll see the follow-up on that. We'll see the response to this anti-free speech, anti-First Amendment, anti-Christian bill that just passed the House easily. And let's see how people respond and cover those two news stories. It's going to be very telling, I will say. I would say the next 21 hours until we're on air next are going to be very telling, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to do it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You stay classy, Americans.